The annual consumer price inflation was held steady at 3.2% in February, and that's unchanged from the January figure as well. And this marks the fourth consecutive month that it was above the 4.5-year low at 2.8%, and that was recorded in the month of October last year. Now, meanwhile, the consumer price index also saw a monthly increase of 0.9% in February. And to discuss this matter a bit further, we are joined online by independent economic analyst, Professor Bonke Dumisa. Professor, a very good morning to you.
Good morning to you and your Voice of the Cape listeners, wherever they are.
Now, Professor, we saw that inflation was held steady at 3.2%. It's no surprise as well that interest rates wasn't changed as well at the latest policy committee meeting. What is contributing at the moment to this steady inflation that we're seeing in South Africa?
I think the inflation rate, the consumer price index figures that were released on Wednesday, the 19th of February or of March, was a very good indication of exactly where the inflation is. Because sometimes there's a debate whether the inflation figures are a true representation of the real world outside there in South Africa. It is. And when you look at some of the figures which influenced the consumer price index at 3.2 in March, in end of February, as it was in January, you see that the housing and utilities contributed 4.4% there, which is a very uncomfortable thing, because it means when you're talking about utilities, you're talking about your rates, and water and electricity. And when you factor that into the new tariffs, which have been agreed by NERSA for Eskom and for municipalities later in July, then you get worried. But what we are saying is already the housing and utilities are trying to push up the annual inflation. And fortunately, food and non-alcoholic beverages were on the positive side, and they were at 2.8%, which means they are a good influence on the overall 3.2 inflation rate. Unfortunately, for those people who eat out, because it's good to eat out, it's good for your health if you can afford it, the restaurants and accommodation were up at 4.6%. So you're getting a picture that in most instances we complain about food inflation, because that is what affects the poorest the most. And you remember that it went up as high as over 14% sometime last year and in 2023. So we are happy. We are happy that the inflation is under check. But for those who use, when you're talking about services, government services and even banking services to a certain extent, yes, the inflation there is much higher at 3.8 from 4% in January. So people must be comfortable that the inflation rate in South Africa is under control. Hence, I was one of the few people who, unfortunately, were a minority who were arguing that last Thursday was a very appropriate time for the South African Reserve Bank to reduce the repo rate from 7.5 to 7.25. Unfortunately, this is democracy. Out of the six people, only two voted for the repo rate to be cut down to 7.25. Four voted for it to be kept the same. But they did not call me to discuss the repo rate issue. We have got very strong opinions on that, and that it was a wrong decision. But I'm very happy about the inflation rate in South Africa as it is now.
Now, Professor, what can we see, or what can we expect at least from inflation as well as interest rates, you know, going into the future? We know that, you know, load shedding could be something that we are facing again. We saw a few load shedding episodes over the last few weeks. And that can obviously cause some increasing prices or other increasing costs for businesses, which can drive inflation in South Africa. And then we have that 1% VAT increase this year and another 1% VAT increase next year as well. So what can we actually expect from inflation in South Africa? It's steady at the moment, but can we see it increase? And then can we see the Reserve Bank also respond to that by increasing interest rates again?
Well, unfortunately, with the Reserve Bank, I don't see it cutting the repo rate down from 7.5% anytime this year now, because you must remember that I'm saying NERSA has just agreed to an Eskom electricity hike of over 10%, and that electricity hike, in fact, is actually 12.something%. It comes into effect on the 1st of April. Okay, it will not affect the inflation rate figure for March, which is the next one we expect to be released at the beginning of May. However, it means inflation from then onwards is going to go up. I mean, 12.5% for everyone in South Africa, municipalities, 11.something% from July. That indicates an upward, higher inflation expectation. So this was the last chance for the Reserve Bank to comfortably cut down the repo rate. But the inflation rate, at least for March, we are sure that it will continue being where it is, about 3.2 or not more than 3.4 at most. But from April onwards, I'm afraid things will get the momentum on their own. However, what I can stress with your listeners of Voice of the Cape is that the whole thing about President Donald Trump of the U.S. Removing South Africa from AGOA is very far-fetched, and it cannot necessarily be used as an excuse, as it is now, for any repo rate, for not having any repo rate cuts. But it's a discussion for another day.
Hopefully we can see that inflation rate staying within the target band of the Reserve Bank going into the future. But Professor, that is all we have time for this morning. So I do say thank you so much for joining us on air and for sharing your insight into the inflation rate in South Africa.
Well, as I say, in March it will definitely be still very low, but from April onwards, I'm afraid. Remember that I said that utilities already were at 4.4% in January and in February. So we expect them to go even higher, because you must also remember that the municipalities themselves also add their own part on that, which makes it even worse. And that money they add is hardly used for those things like electricity and water, but they just to it as general revenue for them to use in other things, which is not necessarily legal, but it is happening. So, yes, inflation expectations after April are going to be higher, but at least for the next 2 months, let us relax.
Well, hopefully we can see that coming back under control after April as well. You mentioned that it is going to be higher for about 2 months. Hopefully after that we can see it coming a bit under control. But thank you so much for that, Professor.
Okay, and anyway, you said something about the 0.5% VAT increase. The VAT increase cannot come into effect until the Parliament has fully agreed on that. So, but that's another discussion. Those are some of the dynamics within Parliament. So, but that's not panic. I don't see it coming. It cannot necessarily be enacted and start operating from the 1st of April when the Parliament has not yet agreed on it.
I think that VAT increase is something that a lot of people are worried about, but that is still something that needs to be voted on as well, Professor. But unfortunately, that is all we have time for this morning, Professor. Again, thank you so much for taking the time out this morning for discussing this matter with us. Thank you so much for that.
Okay.